Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Yudalit, and we are continuing here in the first parak with the next Mishnah of Shechita b'Shabbos. This first parak goes on for the first 26 daf or so of Meseches Chulin, all the way to daf Chav Zayin. But we continue today with Shechita b'Shabbos Yom Kippurim, all unusual cases of Shechita. Again, that's the topic of the first two prakim or so of Meseches Chulin. Last time we discussed Shechita at night, Shechita Ayidei Suma, Shechitas Akum, that was on yesterday's daf, and today we discuss what about in a unique time. Hashochit b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechs on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the Chasam Sofer talks about why Shabbos is first, before Yom Kippur, but either way, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, af al pi shemischayev benafsho, shechitaso ksheira. Even though that he is chayev misa, mischayev benafsho, for Shabbos, chayev misa, or Yom Kippur, mischayev karis, mischayev benafsho, shechitaso ksheira, the shechita is still a good shechita, one could eat from the shechita. So that line already generates much discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim on many different levels. We'll try to just mention a couple of points. The main question that is asked is Tosfos's question. Tosfos asks, and the other Rishonim also, implicitly, why is Shechitas B'Shabbos Yom Kippur a Mutter, right? If I shecht on Shabbos, that means I'm a Mechal Shabbos, I'm a Mumar L'Chal Shabbos, and if I'm a Mumar L'Chal Shabbos, we learned earlier on Daf Hey or so, that a Mumar L'Chal Shabbos is a Mumar L'Chal Tarakula. Remember, we learned Mumar L'Avodas Kachavim, and a Mumar L'Chal Shabbos is a Mumar L'Chal Tarakula. So, why is this? Oh, Shechitas Mumar is not good, so why here would Shechita on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur be a kosher Shechitas? That's why the Rambam right here says it must be talking about Shogeg. Shogeg, if somebody did it for Shogeg, then obviously that's not a Shechitas Mumar. The Rambam says that's what it has to be, or else the Shechita would not be kosher B'Shabbos. That is the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos. He has that Ukimta, which is again not what Tosfos says. The Rambam says right here, Omar Shochet B'Shabbos Imhaya Shogeg Lefichas Shechitas Kshera. The Lefshema Tomar Loma Lotei Shechitas Mezid B'Shabbos Kshera. Hol Ve'ino Mechal Shabbos Ve'in Shechitas Psula Ela La'achar Gemar Shechita V'imshachar Acharka Shechita Shnia Hu Shetiyah Os Iser. Oh, the Rambam has the possibility that Tosfos says. What about Shema Tomar? Maybe you'll say, says the Rambam, the Shechita, he only becomes a Mumar after he does the Shechita. Right? While he's on a Mumar yet until he's Bechal Shabbos. So, he's on Bechal Shabbos until afterwards. Maybe I could say it's the first Shechita and not the second one. The second one is going to be a Mumar. Da, says the Rambam, Shemi Sheyaschil La'asos Chabura B'Tzavar HaBehema Humachal Shabbos Kodem Sheyishchot Shum Davar Menaveshet Vagargeres. The second that he starts cutting, says the Rambam, he's already Mechal Shabbos. So you don't have to have it till the end of the Shechita, that once the Shechita is done, that he becomes a Mumar. Right away, he's already violates Shabbos, the Isser of, let's say, according to the Rambam, it would be Dash, the Isser of Chovel, and therefore, right away, right at the beginning. So as you continue and do the Shechita, the Rambam would say you are already a Mumar. V'yem tirtzeh l'va'er yoser mizeh, says the Rambam, tomar b'sha'as sheyishcho k'sas ha'simanim kodem sheyigmar ha'shchita hu mechal ha'shabes, u'b'sha'as sheyigmar ha'shchita hu pasol. So the Rambam goes a little more detailed. Not just the beginning, the end, it gets very detailed. When you cut some of the simanim, before, as we'll learn at the beginning of the second parak, one has to cut rov simanim in order for it to be a kosher shechita. But before that, he's already a mechal Shabbos, so by the time he finishes the shechita, it's already possible. The Rambam says, that's why I think the case is shogeg. The case of shogeg, that's the shechita of the Rambam. If we look at Tosfos, Tosfos does not say shogeg. Tosfos says on the top, afilu b'mezid boil ukme. I'm trying to say even if it's b'mezid, as we'll see in the Gemara. But the Gemara Tosfos says, atema, ibemezid hech shikato ksheira. See if it's bemezid, how is the shikato ksheira, v'ha mumar l'chal shabbosos, osur lech, omi shikitaso, kidemuchach le'el, like we learned before, a mumar l'chal shabbos. V'o, the Gemara boy look me bemezid, v'rebi meir, we'll see in our Gemara. The Rambam's maskan is that it should be b'shogig, but the Gemara tries, earlier, or as we'll see, so make it like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is lay perakat kam berakzevorit mumar l'davar echad avim mumar l'chal darakula, not just mumar l'chal Shabbos, but mumar for anything. Either way, Tosfos has a couple of possibilities. V'yesh lomar Tosfos is his first suggestion. Tohasim b'farhesia v'hacha b'tzina. Maybe the difference is public and private. A mumar in public has an easier time of becoming a mumar, so to speak. And here we're talking about sinna. So maybe that's why he's not a mumar yet. The Odie Shlomar says, Tosfos, de mishum pamachas, lochashiv mumar. Tosfos is yesod, quoted by other Rishonim too. One time doesn't make you a mumar. A mumar is someone who habitually performs certain averos. Mumar one time does not make you a mumar. So this is a discussion in the poskim. The Rashba here quotes this idea, and in the footnote he points out that the Rashba in a number of places has a couple of different suggestions about this. Again, the Rashba quotes Tosfos, "Pamachas lo avi mishumad, lifsol oso shchita." Right, he quotes that, but if you look elsewhere, sometimes some say that, right, what's mashma from this? One time doesn't get you become a mumar, meaning more than once, maybe it does. So how many times do you need? Two? Is two enough? Or do you need three? So that is a discussion in the Mefarsh, in the Beis Yosef, in Yaradeh, and Simin Kuf Yates, quotes from the Shuvah Rashba that you need three. So this Rashba maybe is just quoting Tosfos. Maybe it's not his own Shita. Because if you're not once is not good enough, unless he means not once and not twice either. One might say that. One might read it that way. Or some suggest maybe there's a chiluk between a Mumar L'chal Shabbos and a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah. Maybe one of them, Abdafka Shokhi Lavodah Zarah, maybe the Rashba holds that Mumar right at the end of the Shechita and it's done right after once. But Shabbos, maybe you need more, but maybe not. So in the footnote here in the Rashba, they talk about all the different Rashbas and the Chuvas and the Chidushim, what the Rashba would say. The Rashba at the end of this piece, he says, "Veli nira dachin sarach lekol zeh lamaskana dokim la gemara lamasisan b'shogeg." It's possible, as we'll see on tomorrow's daf, that it's b'shogeg v'Reb Yehuda d'mevashalhi v'yavo b'de mischay benafsho k'tani halchi gamar. Mischay benafsho means the act, not that you're actually chayv in this case. Avagavdil meizin mischay benafsho hacha b'shogeg shchilasok sheira v'kivan shekein la mishumedu ela anus v'. Yisrael ma'al Yahu v'afal pisha shachat b'makam sharon u'befarhesya. Okay, so again, Machlokes Tosfos tries to say it could even be learned out b'mezid, even though the day of the Gemara holds b'shoking. The Ran, though, quotes that day that the Rambam rejected. He has that day also, that it's only b'sof shchita. The Yesh dochin lomar, says the Ran, here in the Chidushim, de lo dami Shabbos la'avodas kochavim, de shochi la'avodas kochavim, kivan she'ena oved osa ela im gemar shchita. By avodas zara, you're oved with gemar, b'din hu shenach shchita, so hari shona, sherei nasis behechsher, avala shochid b'shabbos, right, I mean, this is similar to the Rambam. Hare, and though we're rejected, Hare b'tchila shchitaso chilo Shabbos, d'chobel hu. Right, he quotes this problem that the Rambam had. Don't tell me that it's comparable. By avodah zarah, if you have in mind to only be oveid with gemar shchita, then fine. The big shchita is kosher until afterwards. But here, shochid b'Shabbos, tchila shchitaso chilo Shabbos, right, because it's chavala. The malacha isn't dafka. Netilas neshama can be chovel, which we've discussed in the past. Which malacha is chovel? It's not one of the 39. Hilkach afilu b'shchitas arishon avi mumar b'shchitas apsula. That's the Ran's problem. But then the Ran quotes, after quoting that daya, v'ein ze klum etzli. I don't think that that's a rejection of the comparison. I do believe that there's a chilek between the beginning of the shchita and the end of the shchita. To be Shabbos nami lo mechayiv ad gemar shchita. Even by Shabbos you're not chayiv until the gemar of the shchita. Why? To mikami hachi havele mekalkel b'chabura. To kaimel unto patur. Before it is mekalkel. When you first cut the animal, then I'm not doing anything constructive. It's just mekalkel. And therefore the Ran says, that would not be a mumar yet. It's only mumar at the end. And he defends that opinion that the chilek is beginning of shchita and the end of shchita. So we have the Rambam who says shogeg. We have Tosfos who has the two chilukim, befarhesi and betzina. And one time doesn't make you a mumar. And we discussed, is it one time? Is it more than one time? Three times, and then we have the day of the Ran that the Rambam rejected, that no, the beginning of the Shechita is when it's, you're not Machal Shabbos, you're only Machal Shabbos at the end of the Shechita, and then that's when you become a Mumar. Lamaise might be similar to Tosfos in terms of not the first time, but not conceptually like Tosfos. Tosfos says that, no, the one time doesn't make you a Mumar. And the Ran says, well, you're not a mumar, you didn't finish the violation until afterwards, so it's different dayas, in how that appears. two or three other discussions that come out of this discussion of Tosfos. Rav Eger here quotes the Ran, and Rav Eger here has a number of points that he makes. He quotes the Ran here that says, "Oh, so you don't become a mumer till afterwards because the beginning is bakalkel." As the Rav Eger, does a mumer lechal Shabbos derabanan make you a mumer? Derabanans are always, we always ask the question about, are derabanans similar to the daraisis? Right, what about Yehorig Val Yavar, by Gili Arayis Durabanan? Do the Rabbanan give that the status or not? So that's a discussion in Yaradeya, in Kuf Nun Zayin or so, about the Simon about Yehorig Val Yavar. So here, Rabbi Eger says, what about Durabanans? He says, this Ran is a Raya that you do not say, Mumor Lechal Shabbos Durabanan. Because that's the Ran's point. The Ran says, oh, you're only Makalka. Makalkel is also Durabanan on Shabbos, usually. Right? Some Makalkels are Mutter. Right, the Gemara says, Makalkel for a Shabbos need. But Stam Makalkel on Shabbos usually behold is a Durabanan. Right, the Rambam's, the Lashon that we just saw in the Ran is Pater. So what do you mean Pater? It's still also Durabanan on Shabbos. So are you a Mumar Lachal Shabbos Durabanan? So the Rambam Kivager says, it must be the Ran says that it's not. Says the Rabbi Kivager, again, he has pages on this, discussion of Tosfos. The Yesh La Yein, the Mumar Lachalel, I'm sorry, the next one. Su yesh layein. Ladina b'mumar l'chal shabbos b'faresi b'malacha d'rabanan. Im have mi d'rabanan k'mumar l'chal ha-tara kula v'shchitaso asura mi d'rabanan v'nechlu guba ze gdoli achronim. He quotes the Beis Hillel because the Prichadash, and he quotes, I think the Ran here, he quotes this in the bracket here, I think the Ran here is a raya. Mize mevuar d'mish l'chal shabbos b'malacha d'rabanan lo mikri mumar t'am akalkal mi d'rabanan asur v'ayin. Prichadash because it's Achron v'yamarti raya le'itach shita. So he thinks he has a raya to the other shita. To b'shabes nasa mumar b'tchilas hashchita to lavim akalkel. Dosa manas ligmar havim akalkel manas l'sakein. So he thinks it would be daraisa. Okay, so he has that discussion of dirabanan. He also once we're here, the Rabbi Kiv Eger says v'yesh la'yein. What about, we could have had this discussion back on Daf Hey, I don't remember if we did, but on Daf Hey, v'yesh la'yein b'mumar l'chalel yom ha'kipurim b'farhesya. We had mumar l'avodah zarah and mumar l'shabbos. What about mumar l'yom kippur? V'yesh la'yein b'mumar l'chalel yom ha'kipurim b'farhesya idami l'shabbos, because there's Shabbos Shabbason also, v'avigamkin mumar l'chal ha'tara kula olo. So which one do we say? Do we say yom kippur is like Shabbos? And he quotes, he thinks he has a raya from a Beis Yosef. The Rama quotes the Beis Yosef. The Rama in Evan Ezer. The Sofer shekasav get bizadon b'Shabbos. What about if a Sofer writes a get on Shabbos or Yom Kippur? Right, so here we're talking about Shechita on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. What about if a Sofer writes a get on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? The get is batel mita oraisa. Remember in Hilchas Gittin, there's batel and pasel. Pasel means it's asur d'rabanan. Batel means it's as if it's not there. It's nothing. Batel d'oraisa. So he quotes this from the Rambam, from the Beis Yosef, he quotes this from the Rambam, and then the Perek Gimel of Hilchas Gerushin. But the language is Shabbos or Yom Kippur. V'zeh be'emes, says Rabbi Kiv Eger, Raya Brura, Tadasa Beis Yosef ha'ramah, demumar l'chal yom ha'kippur, befarhesya ve'mumar l'chal ha'torah kula. He thinks that is a Raya. He thinks you have to work it out to the Rashi we had back on Daf Hey. Rashi says, why is a mumar l'shabbos mumar l'chal ha'torah kula? Rashi said, because your kofer made a desheker shalosh shabbos hakadosh baruch hu b'maaseh breishis. So why should that apply to Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not about the kfirah b'maaseh breishis, which is the reason that Rashi said on the bottom of Hamad Aleph that a mumar l'chal ha'shabbos is a mumar l'chal ha'torah kula. So Kiv Eger says, okay, you might have to say that. Once you say it by Shabbos, Yom Kippur is an extension of Shabbos, an expansion of Shabbos. So that's why that would be the case. Okay. That's all one discussion on the Mishnah. The other related discussion, to quote, is related to the sugya, the beginning of Temura. Right? We know the sugya that comes up in various places. The sugya, machlokas abayan rabba, kol milsa dam rachmana lo sevid, yavin mahani yavin lo mahani. The Torah tells us not to do something, and if I do it, does it work or not? So that is the sugya, machlokas abayan rabba, and the Gemara there brings up many cases. Well, why does this work? How does this fit into the rule? How does this fit not fit into the rule? Or the Torah says, a kohen shouldn't marry a grusha, and if he does, it works. The Torah says a person shouldn't marry his aunt, and if he does, it doesn't work. Right? So why is there a difference? What's the rule? What's the exception? So that's the Gemara, in the beginning of Temura. So ask the Achronim, not really the Rishonim, ask the Achronim here, the Torah says, don't shechta on Shabbos. Torah says just Cheftan Yom Kippur. So why is it that one would be able to achieve a proper shechita if the you violated what the Torah says that you shouldn't do. So many different answers given in the poskim. The Maharit quoted in various achronim, but the Maharit says this here. The Slav Sofer quotes this Maharit. Me'acher va'afilu im nifsol ha'shechita. So what did the Maharit say? What are we going to say? Imavid lo mahani. So what are we going to say? It wasn't a good shechita, but you still kill the animal. Iavid lo mahani only applies, says the Maharit, and you have to figure out if this works in all the cases. The Maharit says, Iavid lo mahani only applies if by saying lo mahani, you didn't do anything wrong. If lo mahani prevents the Avera, then you say Iavid lo mahani. But here, so you're saying the Shechita didn't work, so you still kill the animal, so it's an Achira. It's still Netilas Hashama. You still a Mechal Shabbos. Iavid lo mahani means you try to marry a grusha and a person's a kohen, so you're not married. So you didn't do anything wrong. Right? There is a line in the Sefer HaChinuch that says that even if you get malchus for just being Makadish, one of the arayas, but that generally is not the accepted assumption. But the Maharit says, afilum nifsal shchita mikol malchum chilo shabbos bishum da'adei shchita nifka mea behema yisra evi menachai. Right? So therefore, you wouldn't say Iavid lo mahani in that case. Even Rava would agree. One answer based on the Maharit. The Rebbe Kiv Eiger here also says, similar, the Kiv Rebbe Eiger says here, Rak b'makom shatorah ekpida shlo lasos kein. The Torah says specifically not to do this, im asa lo chal. But by shchita, the iser isn't the maisa shchitas and the tilas neshama, similar to the Maharit. Afilo asa rak nechira, ya maisa nechira lo shach lo maisa lo chal. Where the Torah says this physical act shouldn't be done. Not a halachic shchita, and therefore, again, similar to the Maharit. Then the Bihuda writes in a tshuva that maybe if the Torah here doesn't say beferish, don't shecht. The Torah said don't do malacha on Shabbos, so it's not as direct. Umemela ne'asra shchita mishum shi malacha yesh lomar shemi acher diyachol lasos a shchita beheter. The act of shchita is not inherently usher, says the Noda Bihuda. Right, the act of shechita can be done on a weekday. The Torah says, "Don't do malacha," and we say, "Included in that is shechita." So maybe that's also another case where the principle wouldn't apply. Rava would say, "Iavid mahani," because it wasn't beferish ne'asar. Just one other approach, and then we will get into the Gemara, and that's the Rabbi Chanan that we have mentioned a number of times. Rabbi Chanan in Siman Ayin Beis. I think it is. I didn't bring it. Ayin Beis or Ayin Vav. I think it's maybe it's Ayin Vav, right? Where Rabbi Chanan talks about the two types of actions in halacha that create chaluyos. Two different types of actions. Sometimes the person is the bialim on the action that creates the chalos by marriage, by divorce. A person is the kaddish, a person is the garish, and he creates. He is the bialim. He creates the chalos, the effect, the status that is achieved. But sometimes not. Sometimes a person does a physical act, and once that physical act is done, then the chalos is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's memela. It's not that the person is in charge. Right? Nafkamina, Rabbi Chanan says, many nafkamina, the first one he quotes, is the Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Dal, Kol Milsa De Lesa B'Shlichas Lesa B'Tanai, Kol Milsa De Isa B'Shlichas Isa B'Tanai. Can you make a Tanai? So a person can make a Tanai on marriage, he can make a Tanai on divorce, he cannot make a Tanai on chalitza. Why? Because chalitza is a physical act. And memela, once the shoe is taken off, then the heter, the lishuk, kicks in. But you can't make a tznai on that because a person is not the bailim on that. And also shliach, also could be the same idea. But those are the two types of actions that we have. So shchita is the example Rabbi Chanan quotes as the second type. You can't make a tanai on shechita, right? This shechita should only work if it rains tomorrow. No! If I shechted it, I shechted it. You can't make a tanai. You can't delay it. Another nafkamina. Could you delay the chalos till achar lamidyom? Could you, kalsa kinyano? I'm trying to remember some of the other nafkaminas that he quotes. But this is a classic, right? Putting a basa b'chalav. I pour chicken milk into your chicken soup. That's going to be asa b'meila. I'm not the bialim. In asa mosa davreshina shalom. That principle is a limit only on category one, not on category two. So maybe yavid lo mahani. Yavid mahani is only a discussion in category one, where I'm in charge of the chalos, where it's a davre de memela, where it just happens. So then, obviously, it would be mahani because that's not something that one can control. Again, many Edim is another nafkamina. That's where Rabbi Chanan starts with, according to the Rambam, Machlokes, the Rambam and the Nemuki Yosef, whether Chalitza needs Edekiyim. So the Rambam says the Ede, no, Midah Raisa, Chalitza does not need Edekiyim, because he holds that Chalitza is Dar de Bemela, and therefore Edim wouldn't be required, a lower level of Das, or a higher level of Das, and many other nafkaminas that Rabbi Chanan quotes. But again, that's the Sugya of Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. Okay. That is a major discussion. Those two issues, the top Tosfos here, this is a Shas Tosfos, Chut Mechulin Yudalid, and the discussion of Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna has a major limit on the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Tosfos here and Tosfos earlier we had on the yesterday's daf. Right, we also had this discussion in Tosfos about Rav Huna. Tosfos on yesterday's daf already said there were two Rav Hunas. Two Rav Hunas, a later Rav Huna, early Rav Huna, because Rav Huna there, Tosfos asked, is he older than Shmuel, was he younger than Shmuel? That's what Tosfos said yesterday, V'yishloma, the Trey Rav Huna have. They were who? So Tosfos here also discusses the Dima Maskalam Rav Huna. Tema, the Bechol Duchti Mashbed Rav Huna, Haya Gadol Mimenu. Rav Huna was Gadol, then Rav Chia Bar Rav. And here he's quoting him, he quotes the discussion, he says, look what I wrote elsewhere, but also on yesterday's daf as well. Amar Rav Huna, Darash Rav Chia Bar Rav Mishbed Rav. Asura ba'achila liyomei. Even though the Mishnah says that the Shechita is kosher, Rav says, Rav Huna quotes Rav as saying, it's asur to eat that day. Asura ba'achila liyomei. So why would that be? V'nasun chavrei lamei ma Rabbi Yehudahi. And the colleague said, because it's based on Rabbi Yehuda's Shechita. That's why it's asur liyomei. So the rest of today's daf, hey, Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? Rabbi Yehuda said many things. He obviously never spoke specifically about this case. So, which shita is Rabbi Yehuda that said, that would imply, that would then have a ramification, that would be usur that day. It would be usur to eat that Shabbos if one shechs on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So, first suggestion. Right, we're not going to finish this today. There are more suggestions that go on to tomorrow's daf. And then we'll get to the maskana. But number one, Amar Rav Abba, Rabbi Yehuda da Hachanahi. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda related to Hachana, related to the issues of Muksa. Tachana, he disan, as the Mishnah says, Mechatchid, es ha-deluin, lefnei ha-behema, v'esanavela, lefnei ha-klavim. A person is allowed to cut up deluin, gourds, vegetables for an animal on Shabbos, v'esanavela, lefnei ha-klavim, and the nevela, the animal that died, Rashi, afilu mesa hayom b'Shabbos, it died on Shabbos, you'll have to cut that up for the dogs. Right, a nevela is usur to eat, but it's mostly to get hana from. So you'll have to do that. So even though these items weren't ready before Shabbos. Right, Rashi says on Deluin, we'll see Tosfos B'Shem in a minute, Hatulushin. Right, you're not cutting them from the ground on Shabbos. That would be a malacha daraisa of kotzer. But once it's already cut, so you'll have to cut these before on Shabbos, because even though it wasn't roy, Rabbi Yehuda Omer no im lo haisa nevela me'er of Shabbos asura lefi she'ena menamuchan. If it wasn't a nevela from before Shabbos, then it's asur because it wasn't roi when Shabbos started. And we know muksa kicks in. When is muksa determined? At the moment that Shabbos starts. Migud is katsoi ben hashmashos is katsoi l'kol yoma. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it wasn't ready before it, wasn't ready before it. Alma kivan delo iskin me'esmol asura. Since it wasn't roi and ready from yesterday, it is asura muksa hachanami kivan delo iskin me'esmol asura. So to hear. But the moment the Shabbos started, this animal was an animal, it was a live animal. It wasn't muchan when the moment that Shabbos started. So therefore, that's the Rabbi Yehuda that says it's muksa. Forget, fine, Maisa Shabbos. We're not talking about Maisa Shabbos here. Right, Maisa Shabbos is okay, Shechidas Okshera. But it's the world of muksa. That is suggestion number one, which, again, eventually we will reject. The sugya muksa, again, is a large topic. Let's first, I guess, do Tosfos, and then we will see the Rambam. Tosfos notes, Tosfos is bothered here, as the other Rishonim are. What's the case of Deluin Lefnei HaBehema? The first case, right? Rabbi Yehuda Beferish relates to the Nevela case. What about the first case of Metchatkan and Sadiluin? How do these vegetables or fruit were attached when Shabbos started? So then why does the Tanakhama not say that? That's Asur. Why? We know from elsewhere, Tosfos quotes, we know from the beginning of Maseches Beitza that there are two potential problems why fruit or vegetables that are attached when Shabbos starts would not be able to be enjoyed on Shabbos. And Tosfos says, you have to come up with a case that those issues aren't a problem here. That's where you have to come up with a case, according to the Tanakhama. Right, Tosfos quotes him in Chatchin. Omer Rabbeinu Tam Demari Shekishin Elashman Mechuber B'Shabbes. Right, the seams to be parallel to the Nevela case, we're talking about a case where it was detached on Shabbos. But if it was detached on Shabbos, but what do you mean? We have two general problems from Maseches Beitza. Number one, Muksa. If something's attached when Shabbos started, it's what's called Grogorus and Simukin. Right? That's literally, drawing out fruits and vegetables that become putrid as they dry out. So people put them out of their mind. Maximi daito legamre. So usually if something is attached to the tree, I'm maximi daito legamre. So why is it a muksa? Number one, according to the Tanakhama. And number two, the other issue is gzeira shemiyala v'yitlosh. Right? Why is something asur, even if it comes off on Shabbos? Because if I'm allowed to eat it on Shabbos, so then maybe I might come to pick it off on Shabbos. Shema gzeira shemiya leviyitlosh. So those are the two problems that Tosa says you have to figure out a way that our Tana doesn't hold our problem. So Tosa says maybe he's talking about safek muchan. Suffing muchan. Maybe it's talking about fruit that are very probable to fall off. Shem kalam lahashir va'odad misavel lahen v'shocheach mashke shem yischo shekal liskod avadavid by mar rechatzin alo. We're not worried about shema. You might do it because you have to bring a tool in order to detach. Tosa says you have to come up with cases ukimtas that it's not. We're not going to have those problems according to the Tanakhama. At the end of Tosas, Tosas says, or you can just say it was Nitlash Me'erev Shabbos. It wouldn't be parallel to the next line, but that's Tosas' suggestion. The Muksa issue, as we know, is a Durabanan world. Right? Gzeira is a Gzeira. Is Muksa Gzeira? So it might be. That's the Rambam in the end of the 24th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam, this has not come up in a long time, where the Rambam talks about the three reasons why the Chazal created the world of Muksa. That's the Rambam's Perek, Chavdalet, Halacha Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Also, very unusual for the Rambam to give many different reasons for an Issa D'Rabbanan. Right? For whole two halachas. Asru Chachamim Lataltel, Mixas Dvarim B'Shabbos, Kederach Shu'osa Bachol. Could be, because this is a very large world of halacha. Many different types of muksas, as B'Hashem will talk about in Amid Beis. But the Chachamim, asered moving, right? There's no Isra of touching muksa, there's an Isra of moving muksa. Asru Chachamim Lataltel, Mixas Dvarim B'Shabbos, Kederach Shu'osa Bachol. Umipnei ma nogu b'Isr zeh. Unusual lashon, right? Why would they nogeya? Interesting plan words. Nogu b'Isr zeh. Amru. Number one, the Rambam says, Uma im his hiru a neviim. Vitzivu shlo yehi luchach b'Shabbos ki luchach b'chol. If the neviim already told us that our walking on Shabbos should be different, v'lo sichas haShabbos k'sichas haChol, and our talking on Shabbos should be different. Shemar v'daber davar kavachomer shlo yehi tiltu b'Shabbos k'tiltu b'chol. So what we are involved in moving on Shabbos should be different. Kidei shelo yeh kiyom chol be'enav. So it's not like a weekday. I'm not involved in the same activities that I am on weekday. V'yavo, and then the Rama meds, v'yavo lagbio lasakin kelim epina lapina, omi bayis labayis, o latzi avanim, b'chayotzi ben. I could be involved in regular business as usual. Remember at a time before electricity, and I could just clean my garage and do this and schlep. I wouldn't violate any daraisus. Shariyu batal v'yoshim v'veso. V'yivakish davar shiyasasik bo. V'nimsa, and then the Rambam adds, importantly to this first reason, he says, it could be like a weekday. V'nimsa shaloshavas. U'batal hatam shenemer batora l'ma'an yanuach. What does this mean? This is an example, some of the Achronim say, even though that the details of Muksa are Durabanan, but the world of Muksa is a Kiyam de Araisa of Laman Yanuach. And if somebody doesn't do it, so then, you know, that's a problem. We just had a Chanukah. So Chanukah also, some say the Pratim of Chanukah are obviously Durabanan. So Mr. Durabanan of Ne'er Chanukah, Mr. Durabanan of celebrating, but Chassam Sofer writes in a Tshuva, if somebody goes through Chanukah and doesn't acknowledge the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a bitul da'araisa. Bitul da'araisa of being hodoat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chiyuvim are durabanan. But the kiyam, once it's done, is a da'araisa. That's what Reb Chaim also says about the Ramban. The Ramban who says that the details of tefillah are durabanan. Right? Davening every day is a mitzvah durabanan. Well, of course that's a great idea, and of course one should do it. But the Ramban says the details are durabanan. So what does that mean? What, that on a da'araisa level, I never have to talk to Hashem? The Rabbanan were machadesh, that you have to, no, of course not. On a daraisa level, you're supposed to talk to Hashem. But the details are obligated, to Rabbanan. But if I do it, that's a kiyam daraisa. kiyam daraisa of tefillah. That's how Reb Chaim explained. That's how you could have birchas kohanim in tefillah daraisa. It's hard to say that birchas kohanim in davening is only a derabanan, right? It's a daraisa. It's in the context, daraisa context. It needs to be in a context of avoda, and it is in the context of avoda on a daraisa level. But that is all number one. The Rambam says the reasons of muksa, because if somebody's without the world of muksa, somebody could just be involved in the same activities that they are in the weekday, and that's a bittul of Laman Yanuach. Number two, the Rambam says, Va'od kishivaker v'yitaltel kelim shemalachton le'isser efshar shi'isasek ben ma'ad v'yavol yimalacha. So number two reason is gzera, right? Gzera, this only applies to, obviously, to certain types of muksas, kli shemalachton le'issers, which is a different category of muksa. Might not even be muksa. It might be called the gzera of tiltol kelim. The Rambam is putting that together. And number three, va'od b'bnei shemiksas ha'am einan ba'ali umnios ela b'talin kol yameyan. Some people don't work. They just sit around. Kigon atayalim b'yoshei kronos shekol yameyam hein shovsim imalacha v'yem yei mutter lahalech ulodaber ulotaltel kishar yamim nimsa shaloshavas shvisa nikeres. Not only in my eyes, I should do things differently, Laman Yanuach, but it should be recognizable to the outsider that today is different. Shvisa Nikeres. Lefichach, Shvisa Midram Elu, he Shvisa Shava Bechaladam. That is the Rambam. Interesting, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes this line of Shvisa Nikeres when he talks about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. He says, there's a mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, so there could be a Shvisa Nikeres. Like the Rambam says here, in regard to Shabbos. The Ravid here has another reason, right, that Gzeira Mishim Hotsa'a, right, a fourth idea, but anyway, these are all reasons of Muksa, and this is the first opinion of our Gemara, that which Rabbi Yehuda is it that would say you can't eat from it on Shabbos? That's the Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana, meaning the lack of Hachana, and that you need to have Hachana. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, no, wait a minute. Abaya says, to Rabbi Abba, Amalei Abaya Midami, how could you compare the case of the Nevela and the Dalas to our case of Shechita? Hasam, Meikar Muchan La'adam Asher Muchan La'klavim. Over there it's a problem of Muksa, because originally it was Muchan La'adam. You have an animal that is, could have been Shechted, right? It's Muchan La'adam potentially, and now you've made it Muchan La'klavim, because now it's a Nevela. That's a problem of Muksa. That's a change. Before here, by the animal that was shechted, it was mukhal adam, and now it's mukhal adam. Is that really a change of for hachana purposes? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba says back, Misav, one second. Misav is behemah by chayeh halachilo medes. Yeah, who says that an animal when it's alive is mukhal adam? Who says it was lachilo medes? Behemah b'chayeh halagandelo medes. Right, it's lagadel, it's just to have vlados from it. So it is a good model. Right, in both cases, it's an issue of muksa. So the Gemara says, Ihachi behema Rabbi Yehuda beyante pechi shachtinan. If you're telling me that a behema is lagadel omedes, so how would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to shecht on yantif? That's one of those malachas that are mutter on yantif, to shecht. How would he allow that? So amalo, no, he would, it's okay. Omedes la'achila v'omedes la'gadel. Really, it's omed for both. Animals omed for both. Nishchita huvara de la'achila omedes. Once an animal is shechted, so then huvara, we know retroactively de la'achila omedes, that it was omed for eating. Lo nishchita huvara de la'gadel omedes. If it was not shechted, then it's huvara that you wanted to keep it for vlados, and therefore, it would be muksa there. Period. So far, we're okay. So our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda de Hachana, and it is a good parallel for muksa. So Gemara says, but wait a minute. So you're telling me it's about huvara? V'ha'les le'Rabbi Yehuda breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the principle that you're allowed to see the roots of the future in the past. So therefore, this whole answer is rejected. And now we're going to go on a little tangent to find out, okay, where does Rabbi Yehuda say this? And then we're going to have to come back to continuing our discussion from our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira. So where does Rabbi Yehuda not hold a breira? Is it from the Braisa? Midatanya. The Braisa says, Tosas points out on the bottom, Tosas. Lo garsinan ditnan. Right, it doesn't say Titzan, it says Titania. Dibbe Mishnah lo Tani el Milsa de Rimeir. Because the whole thing that we're about to quote is not in the Mishnah. only part of it. Bakulabrim, the first parakal get, ubimrudo parakal ma'arvin. Tosa says, I'm not talking about Brera here so much. Look in Gittin, Chulin, or Babakama, you'll get more about Brera. But Tosa says the whole, both opinions that we're about to quote, is not in the Mishnah, and therefore, it is not mentioned. So, midatanya, that's why it says, the Braisa, halokech, yanu mida kusim, if somebody buys wine from the kusim, right? We discussed already the kusim, right? Tosa's quotes here, lashmi inan, the kusim chashudim ala truma, right? Kusim are chashud on truma, ve inan ka'ame ha'aretz, shalokech men in sark lahafer truma gadola, right? Ame ha'aretz, we learned about demai, you don't take off truma gadola. Right, they're scared of Shuma Gedola. They just don't take off Baiser Rishon and Shuma's Baiser inside. But here, the following Braisa, even Shuma Gedola has to be sent out. So the Kusim are worse. Kusim are worse, right? And he quotes the Gemara in Sota, we had this earlier, right? When they found the Demus Yona, but they're Chashud. So, Salokech, Yanu Ben Akusim, Omer, and the Rashi also points out that this was Machlokes. Mishnah Zu, he calls it a Mishnah. Kodim takana de gazal yenam nishdes. Before the Xavier, they're not allowed to buy the kusi wine because it's just like wine of Akum. So at this time, it wasn't necessary yet. But you're still not allowed to trust them. So Alkechian made a kusim Omer. You say, what do you mean you say? Do afrasha. The answer is you can't do afrasha. Why can't you do afrasha? Many different suggestions. Rashi here says, im ein lo kalim, lahafresh. You don't have anything to pour it into. Well, you're gonna, you know, it's wine. You don't have anything to pour into. Oh, shaisa chashecha b'lel Shabbos. Shein sos lahafresh. Right, to Rashi, all the places where this comes up, you see on the side, it comes up in Babakama, Sukkah, Erevin, Gittin, and many different places. Rashi, all over, says different suggestions. Here he has both. Here he has, you don't have Kalim, or it's Shabbos. Halokech, yan redakusim, Omer. So you say, shnei lugin sha'ani asid lahafresh, the two lug that I will be mafresh. Right, I can't be mafresh right now. Either practically or halachically. Okay, mafresh on Shabbos. The two look at that I'll be mafresh, harehein truma. They're gonna be truma, right? 2 out of 100. 1/50th. Asara, 10% of what's left, maaser rishon. Tisha, maaser sheni. Umiachel, vishose, miyad. And then you can drink after doing this. Mechal, also, what does mechal mean? Either this means drink or it means mechalel. Rai Rashi here says it means mechalel. Umechal ha maaser sheni. So you be mechala the Meiser Sheni, right? Meiser Sheni is not mentioned here. So mechala v'chosim yad, and then you can drink it. Meaning, brera, pashtus, right? You're saying in the future, I could see the roots of that right now. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's what Rebbe Meir says. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon Osterin. See, Rebbe Yehuda Osterin. See, Rebbe Yehuda does not hold the brera. So how could you say in our suggestion, in the suggestion for our Mishnah, that he would hold the brera? Let's continue first, and then we'll make one more comment. So Gemara says, no, that's not an issue of Brera. Hasam kediktani taima. The reason there is a different reason. Amar Rebbe Meir, yata modeshem yibaka. But no, nimsa shosa tevelam lamafreya. The bottle might break. The bottle breaks, and you'll never get to do the hafrasha. Doesn't it come out that you're drinking? You'll be consuming tevel. Amar lan lekishi yibaka. Okay, let it break. Meaning, I'm not worried about it breaking. But the issue there might not be one of Brera. Maybe everybody agrees that yesh Brera. The issue is there whether you're worried that the bottle's going to break. So no raya there of Yehuda rejects Brera. Interesting, the Rashba here and the other, Chachmei Sfarad talk about that in other sources you have to be mitzayin the spot on the north side, on the south side. Here it doesn't say that. Here it just says, Shani Yasa Lahafrish. Why don't you have to mention the spot here? Says the Rashba. Why don't you have to mention the spot here? At least he quotes this according to the Ramban. Dilaman da amar yesh brera ba'omer shani yasa lahafresh mahani dikshu mafrisho huver hadavar lamafreya shal mashe hifresh chal hamaiser v'shiyireha nikarin af lamafreya ava bishlo hayu nikarin b'shas kriyu b'shas shtia. Discussion in the postgame. Yeah, even brera gets you ki'ilu is in the north side. Right, and the other day, that's what another day, no, you don't say that. Maybe it's Ki'ilu, you said it, and it just didn't mention it here. Right, that Boy Lame Melitzvon Lodzroma. Two days. What's the issue here? Could you say you could have Shi'ireha Nikarin? It's Ki'ilu, it was split up mamish already in the past. Right, there is this question, in the Achronim. When we say something goes Lamafreya, do we say it's called Lamafreya Lamafreya, or Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya? We're only allowed to view it retroactively once it occurs in the future, then we can look back and say, oh, it's as if it happened. Or even mamish in the past, we could see it as if it happened already, before it gets to the future. So that might be this discussion here about the different days in the Rashba. Could you call it Shireh Nikari? Could you call it already Kilu? It happened in the Tzafon of the Dharma already, even though it didn't. Even though you didn't take it off yet. So that's the question and the answer of the Rashba. Lumafreya Lumafreya or Mikan Alhaba Lumafreya. It doesn't mention Tzafon Udaram here, but again, it could mean it, even though it wasn't said Lamaisa, or maybe, according to the Mandamar Yesh Breira, you don't need it. According to the Mandamar Yesh Breira, it would be good enough, even without saying it. Good. So the Gemara says, let's try another source where we prove Rabbi Yehuda rejects Breira. Ella Midatani Ayo. Maybe from what Ayo says. Datani Ayo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, regarding Erev Tchumen. Ein adam asal she'dvaram ke'echad. A person cannot make two Erevs, like in different directions. Right? To make a tznai. Right? To go 2,000 amos outside the city in different directions. Ella. In bachacham lemizrach, Eruva lemizrach. Lemayrev, Eruva lemayrev. You don't know which side of the city the rabbi is coming in, so you want to be able to go to the shir tomorrow. You don't know, so choose one, the Tanakhama says. You can't do either or, whichever one the rabbi comes from. We asked about that Mishnah, or discussion in the Brisa. Why can't you say this one or that one to Ein Breira? Mizrachamayrav Nami Ein Breira. If you're choosing one and not saying both, right? The issue is Breira at roots in either case. So why would there be a chilik? And the Rabbi Yehuda is talking there. So you see, it's Ein Breira, right? He does all the Breiras. The Gemara answers, no, that also is not a raya. Rabbi Yochanan v'kfar ba'chacham, right? No, the chacham has already come over there. You just don't know which side he's come from, right? So you don't know. That's Rashi. As Rashi says here, it's a gilui milsa. It's not a question of a Breira, and therefore there's no raya that he does not hold a Breira. Good. So the Gemara says, you know what? Let's move on to a different Rabbi Yehuda. A different Rabbi Yehuda going back to the original question, because we have to, we're not sure that it's not totally on Breira. So El Amar of Yosef, maybe the second, the Pshat of the Mishnah. Again, when Rav said that our Mishnah, which says Shchidasa Kshera, means that you can't eat it that day, Rabbi Yehuda the Kalim he. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda of Kalim, which is also a Muksa issue, but a different one. It's not as the Mishnah says. Call a kelim ani telling b'Shabbos. Shivriyam telling even if a kli breaks on Shabbos, you could the its shever is not muksa. Ubevashli you osin me'ein malacha. As long as it still does a malacha, it's still usable. Shivri areva lachasas ben pichavis. You could use the shard of a pot of a bowl to cover a barrel. Shivri schuches lachasas ben piapach. Or the broken piece of a glass to cover a pach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, more limited. Ubavachi osin me'ein malachtan. They have to do this to a similar job as to what they did. Shivri areva latzuk latochan mikvah, to pour porridge into. Shivri schuches latzuk latochan shemen. It has to be used only for similar purpose for what it was used for. Me'ein malachtan in, me'ein malacha cheres lo. Right? So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Only for a malacha that it was similarly used for, not a new one. Alma, so what do you see from there? Kiva delo ischen me esma lahach malacha asiri. Since it was not muchan for this malacha beforehand, it's asur. So achanami here too by shchita. Kiva delo ischen me esma lasura. So maybe this, our mishnah is parallel to that. Rabbi Yehuda de Kalim. Says the Gemara, amalei abaya midami. Who says that's parallel? Hasam meikara klivash to shevakli. Vahavili nolad vaasur. There is a serious issue of muksa. It's nolad. Hacha meikar uchla ublasov ochel. Here, by shchita, beforehand it's an animal, afterwards it's an animal, ochel deifrasu. It's just a separated portion of food. Vishamina le Rabbi Yehuda, dama ochel deifras, shaper dami. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have food that's just in a little different state, but it was always food, it's not a problem. Right? Nolad, as the Gemara here says, goes nolad, beforehand we mentioned muksa. Nolad, there are many different levels of muksa. There are many different levels even of nolad. The Rashba here also. I think it's the Rashba here. The Rashba here says, "Ikal meidak amaylo masi lemikama duchti." This is Rabbi Yehuda Muksa. There are many cases that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa in Eiz Lachalba, Klipin Atzamos. Why doesn't it just quote some of those other cases? Says the Rashba, "V'yish lomar to kol hanach einon Muksa machmas iser ela machmas shemaksa adam idaito machmas mius machmas chisaron kis avo machmas iser bebehema shnishchet alo ashkachan." The Rashba is noting that there are many different types of muksas. Just quoting other cases of muksa doesn't mean that automatically that's exactly parallel to our case. Right? There are eight different types of muksas Nolad being a one of the more chamor muxes. There's a 3-page footnote in the Shmir Shabbos. You can look it up about Nolad. Different types of Nolad. There's Nolad, there's Molid, there's different form, not in the world. Gamru bidei Adam, Gamru bidei Shemayim. If you want to look in the new Shmir Shabbos, page Shin Nun Tes through Shin Samach Aleph. 3 pages about Nolad. Yesh, 5 types of Isser Molid, 3 types of Nolad. Again, it's complex. So here, though, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it's Ochla de Ifrit, it's not a problem. It's not, as the Mishnah says in Masechah Shabbos, the Mishnah about Schitas Peiros. It's Ochla, it's a Peiros, it's a main Mashkin, what is that? Let squeeze out fruit on Shabbos to get their liquid. That's the Isser of Dush. V'im Yatsu Me'atzman, and if it came out, Usser. If the juice oozed out by itself, it's also Usser, because you might come to squeeze it out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends why you gather the fruit. Imla Ochla, if you gather the fruit to eat, Hayotze mehen mutter. Then whatever comes out is mutter, because we're not gozer. V'yom ha-mashkin hayotze mehen aser. But if you gather them to squeeze, then whatever comes out is aser, because you might have to squeeze it. So, says the Gemara, that's our raya. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, the only issue, the only discussion is whether there's a gzera, you might come to squeeze it. But nobody says that the liquid itself is muksa, because of nolad, it's uchla d'ifris. So this is our Rabbi Yehuda, that says, it is okay, it's not a problem. And therefore, we have a question. Says the, and that's how Abaya says that you cannot compare, this case to our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute, la vidmar la, but didn't we say, about this Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Moda Hay Rabbi Yehuda Lachachamim, Besalei Zesim Anavim, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakama by olives and grapes, that even if you gathered them to eat, because most people gather them for squeezing, it would be usher. Alma, kivan de l'schita kaimi yov daite. Since most people gather them to squeeze, so he puts his das on the liquid also. So chanami, kivan de l'schita kaimi yov daite. So you see, he might come to squeeze it. It's not muksa, right? That's what we're gozer. Shemi, you might come to squeeze it. But you see, mitzad the muksa is not a problem. So do here is not a problem, right? If teshecht it. So, meaning, good model. So the Gemara answers, meaning he asks a question to reject it. One second. Aren't we trying to discuss Rav's reading of our Mishnah? Rav is the one that says it's usher to eat that day. But how about Rav? Rav argues on this last line. Cholakai Rabbi Yehuda afilu basali zeisaman of him. Rabbi Yehuda argues even by olives and grapes. Meaning he says, if you gathered olives and grapes to eat, so then, it is not going to be the same. The Rabbi Yehuda would not agree to the Chachamim. So we're back to the question. Back to the question of which is the basis when Rav says that our Mishnah is Asur Liyomi to eat, and it's based on Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? We still do not have an answer. Right? The three levels, again, there are a lot of different sugyas that come up here. Just to mention, the issue of squeezing fruit on Shabbos, we know there are 3 different levels in Halacha. In Simin Shin Chaf, we discussed this. We have Zeisim Ba'anavim, which we say is Asur Daraisa to squeeze on Shabbos, because those are generally squeezed, and anything that comes out from them is also Asur, because you might come to squeeze it. Gzeira, Mishun the Isur Daraisa. Almost all other fruit, Tutim v'rimonim, as it's called in the Gemara, but it means any fruit that are sometimes squeezed, which bizmanazem means almost everything, that would be asur d'rabanan to squeeze. Asur d'rabanan to squeeze. The question is, what about if you have something that's squeezed very commonly today? Would that be like zeisim anavim? Would it be daraisa, like squeezing oranges? Would that be daraisa? So that's a question in the poskim. Many assume not, right? The question is it just because of urche bahachi, or is there something, right? There's an otzer ha-ga'onim in Masechah Shabbos that says, well, maybe it's different because it's oil and wine. Those are the only 2 liquids that are huksha l'kabal tumah that come from fruit. So maybe it's different halachically and not just l'maisa, which is the most common. But either way, those are the different levels. And only the last ones, the fruit that are never ever squeezed out for their fruit, if you could find one that's, if cantaloupe or something that's very unusual, so that wouldn't be a problem on Shabbos, that would be the 3rd category. But almost everything, bizman hazeh, is included in category 2. Again, there's a lot more here, a lot more about Breira, a lot more about Schita b'Shabbos, but either way, again, like we said, Chulin is jam-packed. And Hafrashas Shumas and Maestras. Again, this daf has a lot to say. We did what we could, and now we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow with Ella Amar Rav Sheshes with the 4th try to figure out who the basis is for our Mishnah.